Okay, we're learning tzais, and we're learning what? Today we're going to learn if you can beat someone up if he's not doing a mitzvah. If he doesn't vote gimel, beat him up. Which people do. So we're going to learn today if that's allowed. Machlokes tzais. Yeah. Oh, so we're going to learn today the difference. No, so we're going to learn the difference today. That the first, to beat someone up to vote gimel, we're going to learn today the machlokes tzais and sivis. But if you beat them up because they voted gimel, that everybody's moedir could do. With Lafushi Meyusuri, you can certainly beat someone up. But to do a mitzvah sasei, machlokes tzais and sivis.
It's a mitzvah sasei time?
What?
It's a mitzvah
sasei? I'm not talking,
you said that.
If you hold, you should. See, that's why the machlokes tzais and sivis is not nogeya nowadays. Because nothing's clear. We're living in a world which is full of confusion and hest upon him. So someone in Lamashal, Vadatz is going to beat you up because you voted at all, and Eitz is going to beat you up if you vote for Gimel, and Gimel is going to beat you up if you vote for Eitz, and the Sfaradim are going to beat up anybody who votes for Yishai, and the Yishai people are going to beat up. So nothing's clear. So this is important to know, that even the Nesivus, who holds that an individual, that we're going to learn now, the Machlokes, but the Nesivus holds an individual can beat up someone to go do a mitzvah, but that's only if it's clear. See, there even, I mean, when I was in Muncie, there were like really, really real fights between Bells and Sotman. Real physical fights in the streets of Williamsburg, of New York, between Bells and Sotman. And some really wanted to apply the Tzais and the Nesivus. Really, you're laughing, but you know they took it seriously. But the Teretz is nowadays it doesn't apply. We're living in a very confused door, and there's no clarity. And one man's mitzvah is another person's aveira, and one man's aveira is another person's mitzvah. And there's no clarity. There's no Bezdin HaGadol. There's no no clarity. Everybody has their own shita. Everybody could look up on Eitz HaChochma and write a 57-page kuntris that every kind of isser in the world is the biggest mitzvah in the world, and every kind of mitzvah in the world is the biggest isser in the world. And it's very difficult. In some way, there's no clarity. If I could speechify a little more, I'm going to waste your time. You came here to learn. I remember when it hit me, you know what they say, Nafala Simon? I remember when it hit me that, I mean, David knows what he's doing. I'll explain in a minute. But I remember when it hit me that the separation of church and state is maybe a curse, not a blessing. I remember like when it hit me. Because in Europe you had the Vad Arba Aratzos, and you had the Kehilos had the power to tax, and tuition was free, and they had the power, and they could keep people honest, and they had the power to punish, and they had the power to make takonis. And because of separation of church and state, so you can't do it, at least in America, Jews in Israel, you don't have that, but you have it conceptually because it's a Western mindset. I think it's against the law to put someone in cheirem even here. A crazy law. You can't put someone in cheirem. They don't believe in cheirem, but if you do it, it's awesome. Really. You know what I'm talking about?
You can't call someone Nazi. There's so many ridiculous things you can't do.
Anyway, so I remember it hit me that the separation of church and state is a klala, not a bracha. Because then everybody does what he wants, and no one can control anything, because there's no kfiyah. That we're learning from the ksais. That much you can extrapolate from the ksais. I'm maybe not off topic. If you can't be kaifah, so then the din is not really a din. That much we're getting out of the ksais. If you can't carry out your psak, so you're powerless, and it's essentially meaningless. You know, you can't accomplish anything. You can't do anything.
Giving information.
Well, yeah, you're giving information, but and now with blogs, the curse has increased 100-fold, because every jackass spouse's shitas, and when you...
Why are you saying that about jackasses? You're calling... It's a bad thing to jackasses.
You mean I'm insulting the jackasses?
Yeah, they didn't do anything.
I remember Bob Grant once... You know Bob Grant is anybody?
So get off my phone!
You got bones.
So Bob Grant was once ranting about a schwarze. Bob Grant was once ranting about some schwarze that killed people on the subway. So someone called up and said, the guy's an animal. He goes, what do you want from animals? Animals don't go around killing for no reason. They're really insulting animals. Anyway, so it's really a klala. But then I said, David knows what he's doing. First of all, the stomach's like David knows what he's doing. But second of all, like then the second Asimon fell. Like why? Why do we have that curse? Because we're living in a door that you have Orthodox Judaism and Reform Judaism and Conservative Judaism and Reconstructionist Judaism, and everybody that wants to forms their own Judaism. So if religion had koach, then it would be even more confusion. Because everybody would have koach. Everybody would be, like, you know, there would be such a, because since things are not clear, so everything, I don't know, so it's, anyway, what's my point? You can't carry it. My point is that really, no, this is important, because every once in a while, someone with a little smattering of knowledge will justify, like the guys in bed, you know, will justify things they do with the sivus. Even the choice is made in certain cases, blah, blah, blah. But certainly the choice and the sivus are talking about that there's a clarity somehow of what has to be done. Making a sukkah, making a lulu, you know. The truth is now with sheetness, you know, bells holes like this and satma holes like this, and you have gimel, forgetting about that gimel is of course right, but this confusion, you know, the confusion. I know a lot of nice people who are H people. Yeah, and they feel they're persecuted because everybody was popping eggs by the rule assessment. It's like a universal joke. But like every shul I was in, Megillah, I was doing it here, yeah. That's me.
I never heard eggs.
What?
What was that about?
You don't know what eggs is. But it became like a universal joke. Like every shul I was in Sanhedrin, people clapped things.
That's great, huh?
And there's a great clip of Chaim Kanievsky cracking up. And they clapped by the Letterman shul. And he cracked up. You know, everybody, they sent around like, nowadays you can't do anything private. You get it. So there's a 10 second clip of him cracking up.
What's somebody doing the Letterman suit with that kind of a device? That's the question.
Well, they banged the standards. They made the noise. Anyway. Well, this is an important yisod, that the tzais and the sivus is really not megeya. On the things that people want to use it for, this is important to know. There's no clarity nowadays. There's no bezin agadol. There's no... So you can't... You wanna, you know, sometimes. What?
In the time of the season,
they're talking about things that there's clarity about. They're talking about doing mitzvahs.
There's clarity in this case?
I don't know, but they're not talking about those things. They're talking about clear cut mitzvahs and clear cut avarice.
Then that would be the gear today also.
Yeah.
Voting was my place we were having in the summer of 70 years ago.
The point is what people use it for. You have to realize that the choice in the season they're talking about with this clarity. That's my point.
You think there's a famous thing today when it's still being applied?
Yeah. The problem is it's not applied. That's the problem. But the dinner's scared to do it. People are doing usually gangsters, and it's now known.
is getting sent out though by people,
right? No, the guy that's in court now, that was caught in court, he was a gangster. A gangster, he wasn't accepted. Adarabba, that's one of the manifestations of the curse of separation of church and state, that in America, even if you have a Iska Halt and a Psak to be kaifer to give a get, and you have a way of doing it, you'll be arrested and thrown in jail for 20 years. If you don't have separation of church and state, then you might be empowered to do it. If you set it up that you're empowered. But with because of separation of church and state, so you're not empowered to be kaifer. So there it's grabbed a curse. You know, I always time up when I used to be very, very heavily involved in these nyonim, and you had to deal with the women, you know, the women's groups. And this and that, I used to say, it's really not our fault. You get, there's plenty of cases that you can be kaifer to give a get. But because of separation of church and state, we can't. So you consider separation of church and state a big blessing. And it is a blessing 90% of the time. But you can't come to us with kindness because the main weapon of forcing a guy to give a get is not, we don't have, because of the bracha of the separation of church and state. And that's number one. Number two, I said to them, you're angry because you want the rabbis to make your husband give you a get. Let's say the rabbis come to you and say you have to cover your hair, you have to take the television out of your house, then you're not going to be so happy with the rabbis. So your husband's not happy with the rabbis that are telling him to give a get. It's the same rabbis.
What they say to you?
The same rabbis. I said, you don't want the rabbis mixing into your personal life, which I understand. But that's how your husband's looking into it. But that's what your husband's looking at. He doesn't want to give you a get. And who are the rabbis to mix into his personal life? So, are you ready to cover your ass? This is an ongoing thing. I dealt with this for like 10 years. I was on the radio. Those days, Chet Spivak.
Who?
Guy Spivak. He was the forerunner of all these guys. He was a big kiddush. I got him on Zev Brenner once. He was Staten Island? I think he went to Staten Island. Okay. Anyway. Okay, let's learn. So I want to see the Mesivis and the Meshovah. If anybody hasn't received this on the show, babe. Okay, does everybody know what the Ketzoy says? Oh no, I was recording all of this.
Stop and restart.
This is like President Nixon. I gotta make an 18 minute gap. You don't mean intimidating, you mean incriminating. It was maybe intimidating to the AIDS people. Anyway. So we got the choice. The choice and the deceivers deal by arichus with something we're not going to deal with by arichus because there's too much background necessary. And that is the problematic Rambam that Paskin's one person can be done. And what does he do with the Gemara that seems to say Lamaskona Shlichusayu Koavdina? So the choice says a big yesod. It's very important. He says there's two psukim. Two different psukim that talk about the needs of smuchim. One is the etzem diyun, and one is a separate koyach bezdin to carry out the psak, to be koyfer to carry out the psak. We know that really as shaitrim. That's how we think of it. Shaitrim is shaitrim. Shaitrim is the psak, and shaitrim is to carry out the psak. So what you see for this ktsais, and it's an important yesod. That the din, and you see that in Hilchos Gittin also, the din that Bezdin can force you to carry out that psak is gufa a koach of Bezdin. It's not automatic. It's not like the shoftim to paskin the din, and the shoftim are the goons that carry it out. There's a koach of Bezdin paskining that we can force you to carry out the psak. That's what you see from the Ketzois. That's what you see in Hilchos Gittin. There are many cases in Hilchos Gittin where the guy's mechuyev to give a get, and the Lashon is mechuyev, but it doesn't reach a madrega where Bezdin can force him to give it. And if you force him, it's a get mu'usa and it's possible. There's different levels of intensity of obligation to give a get based on different circumstances of why you have to give one. So you really see it in Hilchos Gittin, but here the Ksei says it's beferish, mamish beferish here, because that's his yisod. That even things that don't need smuchim for kfiyah. So the Gemara that says the Ksois, the Gemara that says that the shlichusaya kav dinon, that the idea that we're doing the shlichus of the earlier doiros when there was smuchim, and that's what Tekanas Chazal, that's a reality that we're doing their shlichus, and there's certain things in which we do their shlichus, and certain things which Chazal said we don't do their shlichus. So that's for the kfiyah. And he brings a raya, because Ashatosim lefneihem below lefneihem yoitim, and Ashatosim lefneihem is referring to the clay dayonim, a stick and a whip, and whatever they use to carry out their psak. The Tzais brings a raya, if Shibud allowed the oraisa, so why does the guy have to pay up a chayv? The Gemara says, because of Prius Bal Chayv mitzvah. And the Gemara says, okay, so the guy says, I don't want to do a mitzvah. Force me. So the Gemara, we force him. Just like we force people to do mitzvahs, so we force people to pay up a chayv, even if Shibud allowed the oraisa. So that's only with Shvichusaya Kav Dinon, and that's why we're ma'asa on a get, and that's why you need that second pasuk. He brings down a Ramban, another important insight, that if Shibud allowed the oraisa, the reason you can stop make him pay is also midin kfiyah. Because the lashon of the Ramban is achata kofeyu gufo kofeyu b'mamono. You don't force a guy just by hitting him. You can be kofeyu him by taking away his karka. So even if Shibud allowed the oraisa, you take away his money. That's the money. That's a gather of kfiyah. But that wouldn't need smuchim, and that's what he needs. Shlichusayu kav dinan. He brings it down from a Tosfos. Okay. Okay. The Nesivus. You have a Nesivus. Okay. The Nesivus spends most of the first Nesivus talking about some the kasha. The kasha of if you pass in one, so then what he needs to chosayu for. It's a famous Shvera Rambam. He brings down a tumim. He has a long, long, long piece which you couldn't understand without having cleared the first couple of blot in Sanhedrin, in the second Sanhedrin. At the very end of the Nesivus, the last paragraph, he says, Gamma Shekosav, he's going on the Ktsois, Gamma Shekosav, the Shibud allowed the Oraisav are based in Koifin, if Shibud allowed the Oraisav, they can only take away his money or force him to pay. If Shibud the Oraisav, then he's like a Ghana, because the other guy has like a Kenyan in the money. So they can go in and give it to the guy, to the rightful owner. His shibud to get the money is a valid concept with the oraisa. Shibud allowed the oraisa means it's not a oraisa concept. The idea of shibud. A lien is not a oraisa concept. But, so how do they take money away from him? How could they take his karka and sell it? He didn't fear. Boy, based on dach for the foso, that's the ktsais, you need a bezin, and you need smuchim. So you need shlichusayu kav dinon. Okay, that's the basic choice's answer to the kasha. Nir lefianias dait, he says the Nesivus, the lesser, this cannot be so. The chivin the domi laasei sukkah veino oisad, the koifin oisad lekayim ha-mitzvah, kol odo mitzuveh or mitzvah, lahafrish chaveru me'isr. The Nesivus is not machalik between lafushi me'isura and forcing you to do what the mitzvah you're pleased to do. He calls that also lafrushe meyisura. If you're not doing the mitzvah you're mechuyev to do, he calls lafrushe meyisura means to stop you from doing an issa. He says everybody could do that. Afilu mi sheino b'chlal bezdin. You don't need a bezdin for that. In fact, any individual can do that. Koshke, you don't need smuchim for that. Kedemuchim per b'kabach tafchavches rabbi nirtzah shekola yomov the yochel rabo lahakoso to send them out. Kidei lafrisho me yisur shivcha. Vibina Begmar Din Gimel. Okay. It is a right. Maybe somebody can get a Baba Kama so we can look up the Gemara. A Baba Kama with Daf Chof Ches. So that's the Nesiv, is very short. Nesiv is a couple of lines. And therefore, he has a different teretz to the Kasha. The Tzoyz's teretz is that you need Shukusayu Klaudino to force a guy to listen to the Psaq. Because for that, you need Smuchim, because there's a different Pasuk in the whole Isaac. So he's going to see the snow to force a guy to living the Psaq, to listen to the Psaq, is to force a guy to do a mitzvah. And any individual, you don't need a bezin, and you certainly don't need Smuchim. So that teretz doesn't work. The Nesivus is Raya's Dafim of Chesam Ralph and Bobby Kamo. I don't know if I can do it without an article. It says, Toshma, Minayan Lenirtsa, Shekola Lo Yomov. I guess it's Yoivil already. The Rabbo wants to throw him out. He has to leave in Yoivil. So the Gemara says, the Rav could hit him and get him out. The Gemara says, how do you know? Looks to Raya's and Psukim. Then the Gemara says, because he has a ship to Knadis, so he's doing an Isser if he stays. Now he's free. He's not allowed to be married to a ship to Knadis. Right? And everybody can marry a ship to Knadis. So Ado Hidna Hatea Vashti Surah. So you have there the Odom beating up the Eved, hitting the Eved, and throwing him out to be mafreshim from Isser. So that's the Nesivus Yisrael. This Gemara and Bava Kamma. The Meshoyvev Nesivus is we have sometimes the Tzais answers the Nesivus back. There are a Sefer called Meshoyvev Nesivus. I think it's in the back of the Chesha Mishnah. Maybe it's in the back of the last volume. It has all of them. It's very, very short. Listen to me. Ochum in the Nesivus, he attacks the whole Nesivus, because the whole Nesivus is kind of like the Tzais, because the whole Nesivus has a different mahalak than the whole Kasha. Again, the Iker in the Tzais is that's how he answers the Kasha, why you need Shnichusayu Kav Dinon, according to the Rambam, because you need Smuchim to be Kaiser to carry out the Psaq. Even if you don't need Smuchim for the Psaq, you need Smuchim to carry out the Psaq, but that's a different Pasuk, and you don't have Smuchim nowadays, so Shnichusayu Kav Dinon. The Nesiva says not true. To force someone to carry an psak is to force someone to do a mitzvah saseh, and any individual can do it, as is clear in the Gemara of a Kama. What? Yeah, long. That's what we learned the last little. We're not going to do it because you have to know to clear the first couple blocks in Sanhedrin. I just this is like the last paragraph, the last few lines in the Nesivus. The Neshoiva, though, strikes back. Ochum Zelashona. Gamma Shekosav. He's quoting the Nesivus now. He's will of the rise of Bethany Asdaiti, says the Nesivus. Tzoyz is quoting him. The lesser, because Kibin Domila says Sukkah and Osa. You know, to be a bezdin. Utmeheni says the Meshoivav. I don't know what the Nesivus is talking about. Kikavatul Hagal Dvareinu, he is attacking us, he should be attacking Tosfos. What do you want from me? I just quoted a Tosfos. Ki Dvareinu, because that's what the Tosfos brought down a Tosfos, that Isu is learned out from Asher Tosin Lefneihem, and Lefneihem Veloy Lefnei Hedyotis, so that's why you need Smuchim. Well, the Divrei HaMechaber, meaning the Nesivus, so a Hedyot can be Kaifa for a get, because you're Kaifa to do a mitzvah. So why does the Gemara say, how could you be Kaifa to give a get? You don't have Smicha. You're a Hedyot. Does that bother you? And it's a Psuldi Araisa. If a Hedyot is Kaifa to give a get, let's say a Bezdan Paschim has to give a get. And a guy goes and forces a guy to give that guy. So get says the choice in Meshoivav, 100% psul against possible with the Araisa. He wasn't sent by the Bezdin. If it wasn't the Bezdin carrying out his psak, the guy just said, hey, you better listen to the Bezdin and beat him up. Possible with the Araisa. Get possible. She's an Ashes Ish. Hedyot, Maisa, and Gitta. But if a Hedyot, according to the Nesilus, why? Baba got the mitzvah leitin get. But the Gemara says you can't do it. Lufneim, loy lufnei Hedyotus. Ela danosh l'kosayu, klav dinon. Ubiisi agita, you need a bezin shal shloisha. You can't just go beat the guy up. You have to have a certain surah to be shal kosayu, klav dinon. Aval Hedyot, ba'alma, sheno bezin. The Ma'asa Agita, Pasol Agit, the Arise of Yeshua Sish. Baba got the mitzvah, so you didn't get. You cannot force a guy to do a mitzvah, says the choice. You can. That's the good. Which was Messiah Klav Dino. Other body, the Bezim Boy, Isay, I stand by my guns, and it's a choices, and it's a Gemara about Isay on Gittin. And the Gemara says, Messiah Klav Dino. Oh, Umash Amru, Benirza, Shekola Yomov, that his Rav could throw him out and beat him up because he's Ba'afrish Me'isser is different. Certainly if you see a guy wearing shatnez, says the Tzoyis, you could rip it off him. That you're allowed to do Ba'afrish Me'isser. But to be Kaitha, a guy to be Mekayim and Asay, that's already Einanoit Oisusukah, Einanoit Shistokah. For that you need a Bezdin and you need Shrikul Sayyid. And I'll tell you the truth, says the Nesil, says the Mishraibah. That's the precise. Lafrisha Meyisr, you hit him. I don't know. Hakob Baalma, he says. But when you're quite going to do a mitzvah, the same, Makanosh, you have to taste Saint Nashoy. I don't know exactly the difference.
The Messiah is police force. That's not a law that you have to do. A law of the Maisa, right? It's clear. You have to be shot.
So then you
have
a different shayla. Am I mechuyif to be mafir some of the miser if I will have to sit in jail? You want to know the answer? Probably not. Because what I have to do is not more than a mitzvah saseh, and I only have to spend a chaymish for a mitzvah saseh. So probably sitting in jail is considered more than a chaymish. Then the tzoyis makes a chilek, but he doesn't clarify the chilek. He says to be mafresh meyisa, you can hit him, but you have, there's a gavul. But to do an asay, it makan also achatei tzei nafsho. He doesn't do it. What? Yeah, and he doesn't say what's the gavul for hitting him to be mafresh meyisa. He doesn't say. Let's say he doesn't stop. So you have to stop hitting him. He doesn't give a gavul. So it's not clear to me. He just says loisa says. Now usually. Doing an assay is considered less covered than a lot. That's what you mean by backward. Because an assay is like less covered than a lot. And I don't know what he means. I don't know what he means. He says to be mavrish from a lot is a bull. To get him to do this, right? You have to take a nafsha. So he's showing you it's heavier. It's a heavier duty. So he's showing you the best. Then he says, oh, but granted a Bali Musa Harishonim, which is the Ramban and the Urayah, and bring a Raya from this anomaly, that an Asay is talking more common than a Wav, really. But to do an Asay, you force a guy to take a Nafsho. But to be Mafreshim from a Wav, he doesn't say. He doesn't say what the Gvul is, so I don't really chop. I don't chop. He doesn't say the Gvul. Okay, we'll see maybe Sunday night, we're not learning. Monday night, maybe we'll see some of this fellow.
Couldn't really do it.
What?
Maybe you really couldn't beat him to death.